I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Today we've got a report from our friend Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Hey Joe, it's already the great fishing month of February, but how has the hard water season been going on Lake of the Woods this winter?
Rob, it has been a really good season. You know, between ice conditions and good fishing, tell you what, we couldn't ask for much more.
More from Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods with an extended 2026 ice fishing outlook when we return. By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Welcome back. We're talking with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism about how the ice season runs longer on this border water than anywhere else. Joe, ice houses need to be off inland waters by mid-March, but it goes longer up there, right?
Lake of the Woods does experience an extended ice fishing season. Fish houses can be on the ice through March 31st. Our walleye season goes through April 14th, and our pike season never closes.
Joe, there's a lot going on in the world, but the longer days of February and March up on the border provide some extra hours for some fantastic fishing.
February, March up at Lake of the Woods is a great time just to get away from it all. People are catching lots of fish. The resorts have great accommodations, some wonderful restaurants and bars. It just really, really kind of makes the winter that much more enjoyable for many people who like ice fishing.
Joe, where can folks find more information about Lake of the Woods?
Check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.